Cody, Mark Radley here.
Hello, Mark Radley.
How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
All right. What's been going on?
How much we got on? Just looking at that. You want to guess? 3.1.
Has it been busy today?
Oh, yeah. Did it very quietly. 10 lots, 5 lots, 10 lots, 15 here, 5 here. The biggest lot I think I bought was 75.
Of who?
Morgan Stanley. We did get, right out of shoot, we bought the 150s off Coke at 5 7/8.
Yeah.
So we dropped that. And then it was just a bunch of little ones. Just the little guys. We did, Nordico did, probably 150, 175. Smoothly. I mean, there was no big lots. It's like 15 here, 10 here, 10 here, 15 there. So but I did 2 chalkboard deals all day.
And where was the spread at the end of the day?
I want to say conservatively, probably around 6.25.
About 6.5, 6.25.
Something like that. Dennis is on now. Sound like you're doing dishes, man.
Just nipper.
Oh.
Nipper, making noise. Did you feel good about it?
I would say, I mean, I kind of characterized it as, hey, Nipper.
Hey, Nipper.
Yeah. I characterized it as, I was kind of surprised we were able to get 300 from the marketplace, basically. Maybe 300-400 from the marketplace without moving it that much. I mean, we definitely were moving it at the end of the day. It was definitely firming up at the end of the day. And it feels like the market could have been anywhere. Like, sellers were at 65 cents or 62 cents, depending on where the market was, right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of, it seems like something that'll just kind of move fairly easily. There's one more seller out there that's Dow. I think Dow is one chunk they can do, you know, and that's about it.
That's what we thought.
So what about crude today?
Crude didn't do a heck of a lot. It kind of bit bobbed around, was down a little bit, and just kind of rallied into the close, I think, just because we're going to have this OPEC meeting late tonight, tomorrow morning. I think people just short covering before that meeting.
Yeah.
So it was up like 30 cents or maybe 25 cents in the Aprils and Mays. I mean, the propane that we were doing and the crude we were doing at the same time, we didn't lose anything on. I mean, it's still, you know, propane kept up with crude.
And we were up 1 cent on the mark, day-to-day mark on pro, and I think crude was up 30.
Same. I mean, tomorrow, if we are able to buy another 400,000 or 500,000 barrels tomorrow from the marketplace,
yeah,
I would be genuinely shocked. I mean, really shocked. So, yeah, that's it. Then I think we'll just have to play a waiting game and see, how it's going to shape up.
Still remains to be seen, doesn't it? Still need to see some of these shorts coming.
Yeah, I mean, we...
Were we the only buyer today?
Pretty much. There's a few other deals done besides us, but not many at all. Just a few, not...
I
don't think you could put them all on one hand, it wasn't us, but...
We had,
What about the... the surrounding news. What were the draws like over the weekend or whatever?
We had 150 draw on Friday, and then we had the slower draws. Maybe we only drew like 50 over the weekend, the butane slower. And plus, when you look back at the data market, the draws always slow down on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
Because the truck liftings, the truckers go home and they sleep with their women and stuff.
Yeah.
So.
What about the weather outlook?
Yeah.
It's still good.
The weather's still cold in the Northeast. I mean, the parts of the Midwest are now kind of just normal. Normal temps is what they're forecasting, but the Northeast is still cold. Still below and much below. I mean, when you think about it, we're not going to, I was talking with Cody here as we, just always talk about it every single minute, but we're not going to take delivery of this stuff till February 29th, right? 27th, 28th.
Right.
I mean, the shippers who are going to be required to ship, they're not going to feel, people aren't going to feel concern until it's time, right?
Exactly.
This could be the last week.
Sure, that's right. Well, that's absolutely right. There's no doubt about that.
So, and I was talking to Tramogas just a little while ago, you know, and they're, and he firmly believes, you know, he's never been that bullish, but he did say there are definitely importers who are short TT.
He knows for sure.
Yeah, he knows. He says there's absolutely shorts in the TT market who will have to cover, he goes. So, I mean, he's not extremely bullish, but he just thinks that, you know, I mean, hey, I mean, it's at, you know, 78% of crude. I mean, it's not that cheap. It's not...
Well,
not expensive.
No. It's a long way to push it without it looking anything up.
Yeah.
That's for damn sure.
The other thing I just thought about today is if overall chem run rates are higher, it's saying the same thing we said before, that the amount of dead stock might be actually higher in PADD 3, because if your chemical run rates are harder, then your chances are you're having to hold more stock, you know, more neutral stock.
Why do we think Dow waiting in the wings?
I don't know. I never know. I don't know what the story is. Cody, do you know what the story is?
Nope.
We don't know how they trade. We don't understand it. I mean, we asked them this. Cody asked them this morning, okay, where are you at? And she goes, she kind of hemmed and hawed, and then the market's up 1 cent or 75 points, and suddenly they want to, like, you know, peddle 100,000 barrels. You know, so I don't quite understand that trading method or what triggers that, or if there's a big flat price element to it or what, but they're weird. Well, I'll have a conversation with this guy, with Eunice. Eunice is this guy that I talk to a lot.
I tried to get more out of Dow. She asked me, you know, are you guys, you know, looking at more propane? I said, well, yeah, in fact, we are switching a little bit over to propane. And she said, well, same here. And she sold me 50. When I asked her, okay, if we're going to do something, let's do a little bit more size, and all she could do was 50. And then Eunice, of course, who does, well, I think it's his book.
Their hedging.
Hedging book is maybe still, he held some front-end link for the fun of it, anticipating the same problem that happened last year based on the fundamentals. So he showed Dennis 100,000 about three-quarters of a cent later, so
at the moment, although we might be 3.1 million long, we haven't got 3.1 million of physical yet, right?
No.
No, we got 2.4 million right now. It'll go down to 2.1 after it all priced from this point forward.
Yeah.
Well, it could get about 2.2, I think.
It could get pretty exciting if we go off 3 million long. I mean, it will be exciting.
And what did Morgan say about their 75,000? That's quite a big position for him.
He didn't say anything. We were yahooing back and forth. He said, I got 75 here. And he was like, at the time, he was probably half a cent above the market. And I kind of tried to embarrass him into selling it lower. I said, hey, it's offered at 60 and a half here. He was, I think, at 61, and I said, you know, we'll pass because we're picking up a little bit here.
He was a reluctant seller.
He's a very, very reluctant seller. And then he came back later in the day. Maybe he was putting something on against it. He said, I'll do 50 there, 60 and three quarters. I said, all right, we'll do that. And then about 5 minutes later, he came out because now I can do the other 25 there. So he was spreading against something.
Some muppet internally, probably.
He said, I mean, I kind of yahooed him. I said, thanks for the deal, you know. And he goes, you still fancy? He says, you fancy Feb for a pop? And all I wrote down was time will tell, you know. And I said, it's a decent value. And he goes, yeah, still has a chance on a spread basis, but less explosive in my view than it was. And that's all he said. So maybe he's just someone who's just kind of given up. He had it and he's just kind of given up.
Yeah, he's gotten off of it.
No, let's face it.
That can do anything with that.
That's right. That's right. And so, if you're sitting around with 100 or a couple hundred thousand barrels, they're out. They don't have a drop.
They're clearly short. They're short.
Yeah, they are.
Flavin's.
I wonder if that's why they want to go to the basketball game Wednesday night to discuss things.
Well, and Flavin's.
Flyboy's out.
Flavin's out in Connecticut.
So they're flying without the driver. What's that for Dean?
That's not even an offer. I mean, they're out. I mean, if they're, I don't know if they're short. They just, I mean, they just don't have any length left, that's for sure.
Could be the Euros got them, you know. I don't know.
You never know.
And were most people selling outright or trying to do the spread?
Mostly, I would say the little guys, the small little trading houses and the producers were selling the outrights. We did have Coke, of course, did the 150 on the spread, and then Dennis did a couple other deals on April. But there wasn't a lot of spread talk today. It was mainly just him and Han around the flat price on the Feb and the March. I didn't see a lot of direct.
What about Nasty?
It didn't do much today. It started out stronger. Cash Natty was a little bit stronger. It tried to rally. It was up 10, 11 cents, and then it kind of went out with a whimper. The whole curve is up 5 cents, but the front was off 3 or 4 cents. So, I mean, we got really good fills today. I mean, we were quiet. We did. I mean, I got to commend Cody. He did a really good job. We, you know, he just waited it out and just continued to wait and wait. And people just, you know,
Marlene's on the bag and wagon with 165. We filled her for 165. So she's on the spread at 165 pounds.
Good.
We'll see.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty good. Something, as I say, somebody's got to give, isn't it?
Somebody's got to give.
It could be very, well, yeah, it could be very.
The issue is, you know, part of me is saying, look, the fact that nothing's really moved in terms of the spread yet is good because people aren't, you know, looking for ways out or alternatives or, you know, backing out of demand or that sort of thing. So that's kind of a good thing.
Right.
The downside is, of course, if it all happens at the last minute, it gets a bit messy.
Yeah.
People start cheating. You know,
not delivering,
well,
it starts to look a little bit funny as well that the spread, you know, just erupts at the last minute.
And we don't get the price out.
Well, then it's a different thing. If we don't get a price out of this paper, and we have
the advantage of paper is that we're selling at an index price, there's no complaints. If we squeeze it in the last 4 or 5 days of the month, forgive my French, but, you know, it's going to be hard to say what's the fair price of the market at the time.
I think as long as we continue to show two ways, I mean, we continue to show offers today on the screen. We're showing offers just to get people comfortable with the idea of selling. So we're continually offering it at the same time we're trying to pick up volume today. And I think as long as we continue to show offers, then I think that's fair. You know, we're giving some people an out.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
It's not unfair. So, we'll see.
Sounds good, guys.
Okay. Hey, you having fun?
Oh, we are, yes.
How's the weather?
Oh, it was terrible the first 2 days. It's actually been nice today.
Good.
I'm a little bit burned. You know, we had a nice day.
Good. What day are you coming back? How many more days do you have down there?
We're coming back on Tuesday.
Tuesday?
For the following
Tuesday,
week.
Week on Tuesday.
Oh, wow, you're getting some good time down there.
Don't forget your sunscreen.
Way to go.
We need it, yeah.
Way to go, man. You're getting some good time down there.
Yeah.
Relax.
I need you guys for the chance to, you know, to drive that bus.
We'll see.
Drive,
we got it.
Drive it to the promised land.
We'll see about it, Mark. I don't know. All right, have a good one, Mark.
Guys.
Bye.
See ya.